There are two very successful fishermen's cooperatives in the state that represent Coleman. One is owned by trawlers in Sitka. It's called the Seafood Producers Co-op. The other is the Copper River Fishermen's Cooperative in Cordova. Very successful cooperatives, which are self-financed. Some of the financing was obtained, I believe, through federal farm credit cooperative financing programs. They jointly market their catches and have very successful.
That was not my question. They're incorporated with federal law. I'm proposing that what we need as another aspect of this is to recognize the organization of such economic body in Alaska fashion. Changes in federal code that may occur, that they have, we have to provide for that in the Alaska code. And I think that's part of a broader picture of allowing economic organization to be undertaken in different forms. We've been most creative recently in different kinds of limited partnerships, not either for-profit corporations. We've got a bill that hasn't passed that would bring up to date a corporation code. We haven't dealt with the nonprofit code, although we have one, and we don't know. We have very limited organization, cooperative telephone cooperatives, for example, and credit unions are about the only one. I think, in part, it is one of the functions of this committee to allow or look at the span of kinds of economic organization that people can undertake and bring that up to date. I'd look on this bill, you know, fitting one. Opening one economic door without giving us all the tools that we need. So I think the committee will also look at that end of it, which is, again, separate from the bill, but I think an essential part of the whole strategy.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, we'd be very supportive of that effort, not only because we think it could help some of the fishermen become involved in mariculture, but because mariculture businesses, there are going to be very many small businesses. Contrary to a lot of what's been said tonight, we're not going to just see a farming industry dominated by multinational corporations. The farming businesses in other countries that have been the most successful have operated as cooperative units. And we have very good models from Japan and other countries. And we envision the mariculture industry needing to use the cooperative structure in order to compete in the world market.
Representative Ellis?
I know we need to wind this up, so I'll keep this real short. We've heard about the glut in farm salmon in 3 years, in 1990. When I looked at the figures for Penrig salmon, the actual production has never reached what was projected. Is it just that by the nature of mariculturists or optimistic people, or what's going on here? I mean, farm salmon has always fallen far, far short of projected. Is that true?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Ellis, that is very much the case. Projections have been overly optimistic in the past. A lot of the projections are based on the full potential if everything goes right. And of course, the normal course of events, we know that everything doesn't go right. And just because you have the capability of producing that many pounds of fish doesn't mean you're actually going to reach it. And people have been basing many of these projections on the capabilities of some of the industries to achieve them. And they have fallen short consistently. I might also make one other point in that regard, is that although the supply is growing very rapidly, it's important to note that seafood consumption is increasing very dramatically as well. In between 1982 and 1985, Americans consumed 609 million more pounds of fish and shellfish. That's a 21.5% increase in 4 years. Almost all that came from foreign imports. And the people who are benefiting now from the growth in seafood consumption are foreign producers. Our seafood trade deficit, as you pointed out the other day, $5.6 billion annually.
Let me ask one more question about the hatcheries. You stated that the purchase of eggs and smolt from existing hatcheries could provide a revenue stream, and or maybe I read this in your materials, I don't know which, but could provide a revenue stream for those hatcheries that the state's invested in. And Mr. Blake says they don't have any eggs or smolts to sell, that they're, you know, for other considerations that they're involved in now, there wouldn't be excess for sale. Now, what's going on? What's the truth here?
The facts of the matter are that, and I'll pass you out a paper that will address part of this, is that in conversations with Alaska Department of Fish and Game, with federal hatchery operators and private hatchery operators, there is sufficient surpluses, and I really can't emphasize that enough, surpluses of Chinook and Coho eggs to fill the needs of the salmon farming industry. And just a quote I'd like to read for you that was developed for the Mariculture Technical Work Group by Bill Hurd with the National Marine Fisheries Service, Hawk Bay Fisheries Laboratory. He said, quote, "Present performance and estimates of survival rates and other factors suggest that these hatchery programs could provide large enough surpluses of Chinook and Coho eggs to satisfy the initial needs of the salmon farming industry in Alaska." And salmon farmers would like to buy surplus eggs, and surplus eggs only. We don't want to impact existing hatchery programs.
Well, if Mr. Blake feels differently, we'll follow that up, because I want to pay close attention to that issue. So,
Mr. Chairman, if I might add too, we've requested of the governor that he direct the Department of Fish and Game to conduct an inventory of eggs and private and state hatcheries.
Thank you, Mr. Panovich. And Andy, Representative Cooper.
No discussion.
Is there any discussion? Members of the committee, questions for Mr. Painter? Representative Cooper.
I'd like to move CS for House Bill 108 and recover to the amendment we had to say that the CS native 2.487.
Is there any objection?
Mr. Chairman, not objection. I just want to perhaps make a statement for the record. We've heard quite a bit of testimony today and a number of concerns, particularly how it will affect the salmon industry. It's evident that we really don't have that much of a quorum or margin of a quorum, and I could vote no today and perhaps hold it up. I don't think that's right. I think the bill should progress forward. But for the record, I think the concerns that the first persons have voiced need attention. The Resource Committee is one of the committees that is normally charged with the more in-depth analysis of these issues. Therefore, I will support the passage from this committee to the next committee. I'll probably do it with a no record. You do have my full support this time.
Thank you, Representative Curtis. The chair did examine the proposed changes in one of the memorandums of United Fishermen of Alaska. They do seem to be very relevant to the Resource Committee's expertise. Without objection, the motion passes. And that concludes the business. Is there any further business coming forth? Anything anybody wants to say? Then we are adjourned.